Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Gimel, and we will begin 8 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So the Mishnah mentioned Hakol Shoichtin Ushchitasan Kshera Chutz Micheresh Shoita V'Katan Shemi Yekalkulu Eshchitasan, and then the Mishnah said V'Kulon Sheshachdu V'Acherim Royin Oisan Shchitasan Kshera. As it relates to Cheresh Shoita V'Katan, the Mishnah is clear. A Cheresh Shoita V'Katan on their own are not allowed to Shecht Chulin, stating that if Acherim are Royin Oisam, if there's the proverbial Gadol Oimed Al Gadlov, if there's someone that's not a Cheresh Shoita V'Katan that's overseeing the Shechita of the Cheresh Shoita V'Katan, in that instance, it's going to be okay. Now, obviously, our Mishnah is discussing Shechitas Chulin. It's the opening Mishnah of Masechtas Chulin. On that note, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, "Boy, Rabbi Yochanan, I heard Rabbi Yochanan clear the following question: Katan yesh loy machshava or yein loy machshava? Does a katan have the capacity to have a machshava, or does he not have the capacity to have a machshava?" Now, the Gemara doesn't clarify what exactly the context of Rabbi Yochanan's Shaila was. And as a result, we have a Machloikis Rishoyim, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan was clearing whether a katan can shecht kachah, meaning the Mishnah says that a katan can shecht chulin as long as acherin and royin oisa. As long as there's a gadol that watches him shecht, it's going to be okay. But Rabbi Yochanan thought that kachah might be different. And the reason is, says Rashi, because we know the very first sugya in Seder Kachim's Vachim Daf Beis teaches us that kachim need to be done l'shma. There's a certain kavana, there's a certain machshava that the shoychet had to have while he shechted kachim. As a result, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure. Can a katan also shecht kachim? Or maybe being that kachim has a din l'shma, katan ein loy machshava, and as a result, he would not be able to shecht kachim. Now, being that we just learned Masechet Zvachim HaMenachis, we can understand Rabbi Yochanan Shaila a little bit better. That is, Rabbi Yochanan Shaila was only regarding shechitas kachim. He didn't clear Kabbalah, Hoylacha Zrika. The reason is, because Kabbalah, Ilacha, and Zrika are quote-unquote avoidas. As a result, you have to be a kosher to do the avoida in order to even be able to get involved. Any person that's possible to do avoida can't do Kabbalah, can't do Ilacha, can't do Zrika. A katan is considered a possible avoida. Being that he's considered a possible avoida, so there's no shaila whether a katan has the machshava to do a Kabbalah, Ilacha, Zrika, or doesn't have the machshava to do a Kabbalah, Ilacha, Zrika. A katan's dead at arrival as it relates to Kabbalah, Ilacha, Zrika, because they are avoidas, and a katan, like an isha, like a tame, like an oinein, is a possible avoida. The question was shechita, where the Gemara says lav avoidehi, and the Mishnah says right in the beginning of the third paragraph of Masechet Zvachim that kol apsulin, anyone that's possible to do an avoida, can do shechita. So based on the mitzius of who the katan is, he's not disqualified from doing shechita because he's not any worse than a woman or a tummy or an oinein, etc., etc. The shaila Rabbi Yochanan had was that being that shechita like Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika has a din of lishma, so can a katan have a machshava of lishma, or can a katan not have a machshava of lishma? That's the way Rashi learns Rabbi Yochanan shaila. Tosfos asks a very obvious kash on Rashi that we'll save for the rate portion of the daf because the Tosfos kash has a different shana of the Gemara, but for now, let's learn the Gemara with Rashi's Shita. So, a katan can shecht chulin as long as there's a gadol oimed al gabav. Clares Rabbi Yochanan, what about kachim? Yesh le machshava, ein le machshava, amalei Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami told Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that I don't understand why Rabbi Yochanan clared his shayla in a case where a katan is going to do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, shechita, which is something he's allowed to do, and he wants to know, yesh le machshava or ein le machshava. Says, I think Rabbi Yochanan should have or could have phrased the question a little bit differently, and that is, he could have cleared maisa. Does a katan have maisa, or does he not have maisa? So again, a little sussle. What exactly did Rav Ami mean? So Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi says that why didn't Rabbi Yochanan clear even a bigger chiddush? What would be if a katan wanted a shecht an oila? An oila is kachi kedashim. As a result, shechitas and bitzafen. What would be if this carbon oila was in darin, and now the katan says, I'm going to shecht the oila. One second, I have to move the oila. So he takes the oila, he walks the animal from Darim to the tzofen side of the Azara, and then he says, I'm shechting the oila, l'shem oila. Then, if the halacha is a katan can't do, would be even a bigger chiddush. Because not only does the katan over here have the machshava, he's even declaring out loud that he's shechting the oila, l'shem oila. He's doing a maisa to support the fact that he gets it. That despite the fact that he's a katan and we're not sure if he has machshava or doesn't have machshava, here he's actually doing something that's mechiach, that seems to support his machshava. So Rav Ami wondered, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan clear his shail of katan yesh le machshava or ein le machshava, even in that case? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan should have had a tzad that even where he did a maisa, even then, katan is ein loy machshava. But Rav Ami said, I understand why Rabbi Yochanan probably didn't clear that shaila. The reason is because that's a mefurish of Mishnah. Maishno, maisa deloy, kami boile, detanat, yesh lahem maisa. We'll see what that Mishnah means in a minute. Machshava, nami loy te boile. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan should not have cleared the shaila whether katan is yesh loy machshava or ein loy machshava where he didn't do a maisa either, because that too is also a Mishnah. Detanat, ein lahem machshava. So what's that Mishnah that seems to say clearly that a katan is ein loy machshava and that a katan is yesh loy maisa? It's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kelim. Ha'aloin, a walnut, v'harimoy, and a pomegranate, v'egoyz, and a walnut, shechakukun tinoikes, where a tinoikes, a child, made a little bit of a hole in its hard shell. Lamu dem offer, he did it because he wanted to put offer inside. Oish eskin l'kaf mazayim, where he wanted to use it as part of a scale. So the halach is tmeim, these things are tamei, mipnei sheyesh lahem maisa. Because a katan has an ability to give it a chashivus of a keli, because a katan is yesh loy mais, but ve'in loy machshava. If the katan, however, wouldn't do anything physically to the shell of the acorn, pomegranate, or walnut, respectively, then the halacha is it wouldn't have the din of a keli, thus it wouldn't be makabel tumah. So what's the background? The background is we know that oichlin a makabel tumah, kelim a makabel tumah. Something that's not an oichl, it's not a keli, is not makabel tumah. So if you have a shell of a nut, of an acorn, is it makabel tumah or not? If the acorn itself is not inside the shell, it's not an oichel, it's also not a keli, so it wouldn't be makabel tumah. Stating that, if you would have in mind to use the shell as a keli, which you can because it's hard, then it would have a chshivas of a keli. Says the Mishnah, only a gadol has the ability to say that I want to use this shell as a keli and give it the status of a keli so that it should be makabel tumah. A katan is ein le machshava. He doesn't have the ability to do that. Stating that, if the katan would do a maisa to the actual shell, for example, we'd make a hole in it in a way that it can now be used as a keli, and he would have a machshava that would go along with that, then the halach is the katan's machshava would be a machshava. The reason is because it came along with a maisa. So what do you see from this Mishnah Mesechtes Kelim, unrelated to what we're talking about, that a katan sometimes has a machshava, sometimes he doesn't have a machshava. If all he had was a machshava, there was no maisa that supported the machshava, he went over to the shell of the acorn and he said, I want to use this shell as a keli. Doesn't have the ability to give it a teras keli, then now it's going to be makabel tumah. If, however, he did a maisa to the shell of the acorn and he had a machshava that supported it, then his machshava is a machshava. In other words, a katan ein lo machshava, where all he had was a machshava. A katan is yesh lo machshava, if the machshava was supported with a maisa. So Rav Ami said, Rav Yochanan declared a shayla, katan yesh le machshava ein le machshava. And Rabbi Yechon was talking about the way Rashi explains Rabbi Yechon and Shaila. Could a katan shach kachin? He could shach tchulin, depending on whether it's a gadol emin da gabel, that's the mishnah chulin da bits. What about a kachin? Could a katan shach kachin or not? And Rabbi Yechon's suffix was, does he have machshava or not? Says Rav Avi, it's a mefurish of Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says katan zein le machshava. If there's no maisa supporting the machshava, then he has no machshava. Just like a katan can't have a machshava to take the shell of a nut and be mechashev, it should be a keli, thus it will now be makabel tumah. A katan shouldn't be able to have machshavas kachim. And says Rav Ami, I know Rabbi Yochanan knew this Mishnah. Because if Rabbi Yochanan didn't know the Mishnah, why did Rabbi Yochanan clear a shaila whether a katan has machshava when it's supported with a maisa? For example, same exact case, where the katan took the animal from Darim, he brought it to Tzafen, and then he said, I'm shechting it l'shem oilo, where it seems that the maisa is supporting what he's doing. Why did Rabbi Yochanan discuss such a shayla? Oh, probably because he knew the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says clearly that a katan, if he takes the shell of a nut and he does a maisa to it to give it a chashivos of a keli, and he has a machshava that it should be a keli, dear Dalach, it is going to be makabel tumah. So Rav Ami asked it as a kashan, Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan seems to know the Mishnah. How do you know that? Because he never cleared the shayla whether yesh le machshava ein le machshava when it's supported with a maisa. The same exact Mishnah says that if there was no maisa, ein le machshava. So why? In other words, Rabbi Ami asked, did Rabbi Yochanan only clear the shaila if the katan had the machshava without a maisa? Why didn't he also clear the shaila if a katan had the machshava with a maisa? Amalei. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba told Reb Ami, that I'll explain to you what Reb Yochanan's mindset was. Machshava Greidus Aloy Kami Bayulei. He knew Machshava Greidus. You know why he knew Machshava Greidus so that Cotton doesn't have? Because he knew the Mishnah Masechtas Kehilah. You're right, Reb Ami. From the fact that he didn't clear the Shaila where he had the Machshava with a Maisa, it's a Raya, he knew the Mishnah and Kehilah. Of course, Reb Yochanan knew the Mishnah and Kehilah. And he also knew the second part of the Mishnah, that Cotton doesn't have Machshava. Ki Kami Bayulei. What was Reb Yochanan's Shaila in between case? Machshavtoi Nikeres Mitoich Maisav. Where he never had a machshava meforish, but he did a maisa, and from the maisa it would seem that he had a machshava. He could go into have a kaima oil b'darim. The oil wasn't darim. Vastu b'tzafin, he brought it to tzafin. V'shach that he shechted, but he never said meforish that he shechting it l'shem oil. And that was Rabbi Yechanan Shaila. Midasu b'tzafin v'shachto. From the fact that he took it from tzafin, he brought it from darim and brought it to tzafin. Ichavin lo. That's a raya that he had kavana. I do more, maybe no. Maybe it's not a raya. Maybe the reason he moved it from Darim to Tzafin is not because he knows the halacha that oil is kachin kadashim shchitasim betzafin. Thus, he has a maisa that seems to support that he's really doing this lishma. Maybe he did it because there was no room in Darim. It was a little bit busy. But the point is, said Rav Ami, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan never cleared the apashat shayla of cutting yesh la machshav ein la machshava, because that's a mishnah in Caleb. Just like he didn't clear a shayla where the cutting had machshava with a maisa, he didn't clear the shayla for cutting had a machshava with a maisa. You know what Rabbi Yochanan Shaila was? Where Katan really didn't have a machshava. But he had a maisa, and the maisa seems to suggest that he also had the right machshava. So the question is, do we look at it as a machshava with a maisa, which a Mishnah in Kalim says is a machshava even for a Katan? Or no? At the end of the day, maybe the maisa is not necessarily mechiach. What's the hechitimtza? The hechitimtza is with a Katan shechted kachin kadashin, he shechted it in Tzafin, never had a machshava, but he moved it from Darim to Tzafin. And the question is, does that create a maisa that's mechiach machshava, like duration mesechtes kalim? Thus, talacha is the katan would have the machshava, or not. But the Gemara says, "Anam yom Rabbi Yochanan chadazim." That can't be. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shaila, because we know Rabbi Yochanan spoke about this somewhere else at Tanan, and this was in Rabbi Yochanan's commentary to a Mishnah in Masechtas Machshirin, that Amayla Peirois of the Gag. So the context over there is that we know Oichlin are Mekabel Toma, but in order for an Oichlin to be Mekabel Toma, it has to be Mukhshir Lekabel Toma. So for example, Peirois can only be Mekabel Toma if they first become wet. So if the Peirois are wet, they now become Mukhshir Lekabel Toma, then a Sheretz falls on it or some other form of Toma. The halach is, it's going to be Toma. Now, another halach is that it's not enough that the Peri become wet in order for it to now be mukhshar lekabel tumah. You need that the owner of the peri either put the mashkin on top of the peri, or at the very least was happy when he saw that mashkin fell on top of his peri. If, however, the owner of the peris did not physically put the mashkin on top of the peri, or when he heard about it, he wasn't happy about it, the halach is it doesn't become mukhshar lekabel tumah. The makarta that is, because the Torah says, ki yitein, mashkin. That's the context of this halacha of Peres becoming Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah. It's written in the Torah as if it would say Yitain. It's actually pronounced Yutan. Yitain means he has to physically put it. Yutan means, even if it happened, we darshan the Yeshem Lemikra and the Yeshem Lemesiris, that we need Yutan Dumya the Yitain. So you don't need Yitain. The owner doesn't physically have to put it there, but at the very least, when it was Yutan, it has to be as if it was Yite, meaning he was tefriden. He was happy when he saw it happen. That's the background. So to Mishnah, Hamayla Peiros of the Gag, if somebody had Peiros inside his house, and there were bugs that were causing problems, Rashi says, Akinimos Miloshin Kinim, as one of the makas. So mak the Peiros of the Gag, Mipnei Akinim of Yard, Aleim Tal, and now that it was on his roof, Tal, dew fell on it. Now became Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah, and then a Sheretz fell. So the halacha is Eina B'chiyutan. The halacha is, it's not Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah, because we don't assume that this person wants his peiros to become wet. The only reason he put the peiros on his roof, it wasn't for the towel, it was just to get it away from the insects. If, however, he wanted it, Harehem B'chiyutan. Okay, that's all if a gadol did this. Helam Cheroshay Devakat. If Cheroshay Devakat was the one that took the peiros, and he moved it up to the roof, Afal Pisha Nischav Lekach, Eina B'chiyutan. It doesn't matter what his kavana was. And the reason is because they don't have the ability to have a machshava that's going to impact these halachas of a peri now becoming mukhshir lekabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan, this is what we need. Come to game, Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, this halacha, that a cheresh ayit v'katan, who takes peris and puts it on the rooftop, and now it becomes wet. The halacha is that it's never going to be mukhshir lekabel tumah. That's only true shlehipach behen. If he didn't take the fruit after it got wet on one side, flip it over, so now the other side of it should become wet. Avil hipach behen. But let's say he did do that. Hareza b'chiyutan. Then the halacha is that the katan's machshava, that I want it to be mukhshal kabel tumma is a machshava. What do you see from here? You see that even though the katan never had a machshava, he never blatantly had a machshava, what he did was he did a maisa. From the maisa, it's mukhach what he's thinking. You see, the halacha is that the katan has an ability to impact the peiros that this should be mukhshal kabel tumma. Now, I thought a katan is ein machshava. Isn't that a mishnah masachtes kelim? If a katan doesn't have an ability to take a shell of a nut and have a machshava that I want it to be a keli, that it should be mekabel tumma, why does he have an ability when dew falls on top of the peiros to say, oh, I'm happy about it, and as a result, I want it to be mukhshal kabel tumma? That's because he did a maisa. Right? There's a maisa. That's the ratio in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah said that if you did a maisa, there it's going to be different. But the ratio in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is talking about where you did a maisa and you had a machshava. Here there was no maisa and a machshava. All there was a maisa. It doesn't say the cotton had a machshava. It says he was hipach bahem. So what do you have to say? That the maisa is meichiach, the machshava, which is that middle stage. Where it's not just a machshava, there's a maisa component. It wasn't a maisa and a machshava like the ratio of the Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. It's this in-between stage where you did a maisa that seems to be meichiach. It seems to prove, to demonstrate there was also a machshava. And what did Rabbi Yechanan say? Rabbi Yechanan said, I raised the b'chiyutan. So clearly Rabbi Yechanan holds that a katan has machshava if the maisa is meichiach the machshava. Which the way Rabbi Chiya bar Abba explained Rabbi Yechanan Zibaya was Rabbi Yechanan Zibaya. So here Rabbi Yechanan's not sure whether katan yesh le machshava ain't le machshava. And after further review, what was the beer in Rabbi Yechanan Shaila, whether he has machshava, doesn't have machshava? When he did a maisa, that's mechiach and a machshava, even though he didn't have a mefurish a machshava. Does he have a machshava or not? And here Rabbi Yechanan seems to say mefurish that a katan does have machshava if there's a maisa that's mechiach and the machshava. So the Gemara says, you have to say, hachi kami bayale, day raisa de rabbanon. Rabbi Yechanan knew, clearly, he said it mefurish in his explanation, the Mishnah Masechtas Machshirim, that a katan has machshava if the maisa is mechiach and the machshava. But Rabbi Yechanan wasn't sure, is that only a chumrah? Or is that true even on a derabbanan level? Meaning it's true even lekula. Is it true only? We're going to be machmer, so we're going to assume that. So in the case of machshirim, luchumra, we say that a katan has machshava with a mice is meichiach on the machshava, so that should be hukshal lekabel tumma. But what about lekula? What about to say that a katan can go shech kachim, even though there's a din that you have to have lishma when it comes to kachim, to say lekula? That already Rabbi Yechanan wasn't sure. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masni Hachra. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak had a slightly different version of all of the aforementioned. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, but Rabbi Yechanan Shaila was cutting Yeshle Maisa, Eilai Maisa. Rabbi Yechanan Shaila wasn't Yeshle Machshava, Eilai Machshava, but rather the Shaila was Yeshle Maisa, Eilai Maisa. I'm Rabbi Ami, so again, Rabbi Ami chimed in, and he said, Tiboyle Machshava. Why did Rabbi Yechanan declare Yeshle Maisa? Meaning where there was a Maisa and a Machshava. Why did Rabbi Yechanan declare the Shaila where all there was a Machshava? So Rabbi Ami said, presumably, Maisha Machshava, the Lord coming by later tonight, because that's the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Ein lehem machshava. Maisa nami loy tibayi loy. Tanan yesh lehem maisa. It's the same exact Mishnah. So the Gemara said, achi kami bayi loy. This was the Shaila. The Eiraisa or the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan knew that the Mishnah says yesh lehem maisa. He just wasn't sure if when the Mishnah says yesh lehem maisa, it's only lechumra. Meaning yesh lehem maisa, where he does a maisa and a machshava. Over there, the halacha is that we look at the keli as if it's a keli that's mekabel tumma. But what about lekula? Do we allow the katan to go shecht kachim by saying yesh la maisa? What would yesh la maisa mean? He has to move the animal from darin to tzofen, and he would have to have a machshava or not? Pashit, and Rabbi Yechanan said yesh la maisa v'afilu medei raisa. Katan has maisa, even lekula. Ein lehem machshava. A katan does not have machshava v'afilu medei rabbanon. Even lechumra, a katan never has machshava. And machshavta nikeres mitoich maisa. If it's this middle stage where it wasn't a maisa and a machshava, it was just a maisa, but the maisa seems to suggest what the machshava was. Dir midei raisa, ein la midei rabbanon yeshtoi, which in other words means, l'chumra, we assume that he has a machshava, but l'kula, we're going to assume he doesn't have a machshava. So essentially what the Gemara just did was a little bit confusing in the cheshben, because we're jumping from chulin to kachin, mesachtes vachin, to mesachtes kelim, to mesachtes machshirim. Also the three cases were very, very subtle. So we had a case where what the Gemara referred to as machshava, then there's the case that the Gemara refers to as maisa, and then there's the case that the Gemara refers to machshavto nikeres mitoich maisa. So just a chazer over what these three things are. Yesh loy machshava or ein loy machshava means merely a katan, that's the context. A katan is going to have a machshava. He goes to an animal and he has a machshava, I'm going to shech this animal, which is an oila, l'shem oila. There's no maisa that suggests that he's actually shechting it l'shem oila, more than l'shem shlavim, or l'shem any other carbon, or l'shem chulin. We have to take him at his word. All there is the machshava. Yesh le machshava, in the machshava. A katan goes over to a shell of an acorn, and he has a machshava. He says it. So we know he had the machshava. I want this to now be a keli. I'm going to use it for some sort of keli. There's no maisa that supports what he's saying. All it is a machshava. Or a katan goes over to peiros that are on his roof and he says, oh, I want it to get wet now because I want my peiros wet. Is it b'chiyutan or is it not b'chiyutan? Is it not mukshal kabal toma as it relates to sugyas and mesechtes machshirin? Or is it not going to be mukshal kabal toma? That's the case of machshava. The case of maisa is, where the cotton does something, and he has the machshav. So a cotton doesn't just shech the oil l'shem oil. He takes the oil, he moves it from darim, which is where you would shech the shlom, and now he takes it to tzafim, which is where you shech the oil, and he says he's shechting the l'shem oil. A cotton takes a shell of a nut, and he starts chiseling it in a way where you can now use it as a keli. He says, I want to use it as a keli. It's not just a machshav. Here there's a maisa and a machshav. So that's also Mefurish Mishnah. Katan Ziyesh Lemaisa. The in-between stages where Katan didn't say anything. He had no machshava. But it's somehow nikar mitoich maisav exactly what he's doing. He's taking this shell and he's chiseling it in a way where you'd usually use it as a keli. He's taking the animal, he's moving it from Darim to Tzafen. He has pears on his roof. One side of it got wet and he goes and he flips it around. He wants, it seems, for the other side to get wet. Where he did a mefurish, have a maisa and a machshava. All there was a maisa, but machshavta is nikeres mitaych maisa. So according to the first lishna in the Gemara, anyways, that was Rabbi Yochanan's shaila. One Gemara, bayimine shmul mirafut minayla misasik bikachim shu pasal. How do you know if someone is shechting kachim and he's a misasik? So what does misasik mean? So you find oynes, shoygeg, and misasik. Misasik is always the lowest level of das or kavana that a person has while he's doing a maisa. The context of misasik to kachem, very simple. A person shechted kachem, but he didn't realize he was shechting. He was just, I don't know, he was swinging his hand, poked, had a knife in his hand, and he got a good shechita. He shechted roiv of the beis imanim. It worked out. Is that considered an act of shechita as it relates to kachem or not? Or, Rishonim explain, based on the Gemara Masechtas Vachim, what would be if a person thought he was shechting chulin, and then it turned out that he was shechting kachem? The point of Masechtas, he doesn't even realize what he's doing. A shoygig, for example, knows what he's doing. He just doesn't realize that it's aser. So someone that's Mechal Shabbos b'shoygig, he knew that he was being bayrer, he knew that he was writing, he knew that he was doing some sort of malacha, he just didn't realize it was Shabbos, or he didn't know that it was also to do this on Shabbos. Masechtas, because he doesn't even chap that he's doing what he's doing. Regardless, the shechita has to be l'shem bakar. Everyone knows this. That Shmuel told Rav Huna. No, my shaila wasn't for a makar to the idea of masasik. I want to know how you know it's ma'akiv. And Rashi says, for it to be ma'akiv, you need a second makar. Shina kasav la'akiv. What's the second makar? So he told them, either way, before we go weiter, two ha'aras. A kachim ha'ara, and a more of a chereshoita v'katan ha'ara. So first, a chereshoita v'katan ha'ara. So the Gemara over here had this whole elaborate shaila, katan yesh le machshava, ein le machshava, yesh le maisa, ein le maisa. Or what about a katan that has a machshava that's nikeres mitoich maisa? The Prima Gadim wrote a sefer, Rosh Yosef, and the Prima Gadim in his sefer, Rosh Yosef, says that it's mashmur from this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan shaila, whether a katan is yesh le machshava, ein le machshava, where it's nikeres mitoich maisa, is dafka by a katan. But by a cheresh and a shoita, Rabbi Yochanan never cleared the shayla. Meaning, what's the segue? The Mishnah said, cheresh, shoita v'katan, cannot shecht chulun, unless there's a gadol oimed al gabav. And we had Gemara that discussed cheresh, shoita v'katan, in the context of shechitas chulun. Mitamol, omrab chibar rabo, by Rabbi Yochanan, katan yesh le'machshava, in le'machshava. And the way Rashi explained the Gemara shayla was, does a katan have shechitas kachem, or does he not have shechitas kachem? Why Rabbi Yochanan only cleared the shayla whether a katan has shechitas kachem? L'chura, Rabbi Yochanan should have cleared the shayla with a cheresh and a shayta as well. Cheresh, shayta, and a katan always come together. Says the Rish Yosef, the Prima Gadim, that from Rabbi Yochanan's lashon and from the whole sugya, it's mashma, that this is a sugya that's discussing katan, it's not discussing cheresh or shaita. And says the Prima Gadim, v'zel l'shayna, v'hine, midenokit katan, v'loi chere shaita, mashma vaday dahani lav b'nei deyan. V'afilu machshavtoi niteres mitoich maisav, ein lohem. V'dafka katan, we're discussing dafka katan, the isle k'tzas das. Only a katan who has k'tzas das are we clearing the shayla by. But as it relates to a cheresh, and as it relates to a shaita, Rabbi Yochanan never cleared the shayla, which I think is a chiddush. Because what comes out from this Gemara is that even though cheresh, shaita, v'katan always come together, you see from the way the Prima Gadim understood the sugya, we have a maramakim that they're not all the same. they don't all have the same level of lack of das. Thus, they're always going to be lumped together in halacha. A katan, says the Prima Gadam, is islek tzas das. And being that it's islek tzas das, it's for that reason Rabbi Yochanan thought that maybe if there's a machshava that's nikkur mitoich meisav, maybe a katan could check kachem. But as it relates to a shaita and a cheresh, Rabbi Yochanan never had a tzad that he'd be able to shecht kachem. And the reason is because only the katan is islek tzas das, as opposed to the cheresh and the shaita are less like tzas das. So the truth is, if you think about it, there are many sugyas, and we've gone through many of these sugyas together, some of them in very great detail. Whether a katan, despite the fact that he's always treated in halacha as someone that's not a bar das, but there are times that you find that a katan has das. For example, there's a gemara in Masechet Gittin, ha-pu'utois mekhan mekach umem kara memkar. Once a child reaches a certain age where he's tsrar v'zarkai egoiz v'naitlai. So if you give him a rock, he knows to throw it away. If you give him an egg, guys, he knows to keep it. If when he's at that age, the halacha is mekchon mekach umem kara memkar. Now, it's only midrabanan, it's not midiraisa, but the rabbanan said that clearly he's of a certain level of intellectual capacity that we trust his transactions, and his transactions have some effect. Taisus Kiyodua has a famous shita where Taisus says that if there's das acheres makna, a katan can even have kinyan midiraisa. So if someone's makna something to a katan, if there's a das acheres makna, the katan can be kinyan midiraisa. We're familiar with the concept of a mufla samach lish. That's something that permeates Masechtas Nedarim and Masechtas Nazar, where a katan who reaches a certain age, he's samach lish. He can make a neder, and his neder is chalmadei reis. Big machlik is rishayim. What mufla samach lish is? Rashi shita is, he's 12 and a half years old. The Rambam shita is that he's a bar mitzvah, meaning he's a giyah lechlal shanim, but he didn't bring Beis Cyrus. The Rambam famously has this in-between katan and gadol, whereas he has shanim, he's bar mitzvah, but he doesn't have Beis Cyrus. Of course, midei reis, a katan doesn't become a gadol until he has Beis Cyrus. The only reason a bar mitzvah boy is a bar mitzvah boy when he turns 13 years old is because of the chazaka derava, because we assume he has Beis Cyrus. And the Ramah famously says in Erechaim Simen Nun Hey that you don't have to be baidik, you don't have to check, you can rely on the chazaka. Even though, I mean, it's Efshel Levar, so if it's Efshel Levar, maybe we should be baidik. The Ramah says the minig is not to be baidik. And as a result, you assume that a bar mitzvah boy is a bar mitzvah boy, you let him daven for the yom. But then there's an important caveat, all the poskim speak out. That's only when it comes to the Rabbanans. But as it relates to that's why Bar Mitzvah will never read Parsha Zohar, right? There's certain things that Bar Mitzvah won't do. Because if it's a Deiraisa, anything that's a Derabana, Dam for the Yom, Kaddish, Kedusha, that's all on a Rabbana level. And the Mishnah Berurah says even if your Tefillah is Deiraisa, but Tefillah B'tzibur, it's all Midrabana. So be that it's all Midrabana, so therefore you rely on the Chazaka Derabana, like the Ramah says, we don't check. But as it relates to Dina Deiraisa, to the contrary. Because what's the real definition of a Gadol? He has to have Beis Cyrus. What if he's Higia l'chlal shanim, and we know for a fact he doesn't have Beis Cyrus. So the Rambam was mechadesh, the Rogachava made a whole binyan on this Rambam, that there's this in-between stage. But again, you find a concept that someone who's not a gadol, he's a katan, he can make a neder midei raisa. We have the chiddush of the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach says a gewaldige chiddush that any katan that's higia l'chlal das, even though he's not a gadol yet, so he midei raisa, he has no mekach memkar, he can't be mekadesh in ish, he doesn't have all these halachas, but he'll be chayev midei raisa and shevem mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Famous chiddush from the Ar Sameach, and it's based on the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer that we referenced very quickly last week, where the Chassam Sofer says that there is a concept of katan v'gadol as it relates to a benayach. Even though a benayach doesn't have yud gimel, because yud gimel le-mitzvahs is one of the halachas l'maisha misinai, and the Rambam Shita is the old halacha l'maisha misinai, well, the Yisrael namra v'loy l'benayach, but it doesn't mean, it doesn't preclude a benayach from the concept of katan v'gadol. It just means he doesn't have yud gimel. So what then is a talion? So if a katan doesn't become bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old, that's not when he becomes a gadol. So when does a katan become gadol? So it's kefi chorfe. You have to look at, you have to do an evaluation on each independent katan, and you have to determine, is he Yigil L'Chlal Das, or is he Lo Yigil L'Chlal Das? So Rameh Simcha says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that being that a Ben Noyach could become a gadol even before his Bar Mitzvah, because he doesn't have Yud Gimel Mitzvah, it's because Yud Gimel Mitzvah is Allah L'Mesh, we've seen it, only Yisrael has. What does it depend on? Kifi Chorfei. So it could be when he's 10 years old, he's already going to be Chorif enough that he's going to be Chayiv in his Mitzvahs, which his mitzvahs, the Shavu mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So Rav Simcha says, we know the Gemara says throughout Shas that it can't be that the Kedusha Chamura should be more kal than the Kedusha Kala. So if a Ben Noyach is chayiv in Shavu mitzvahs b'nei noyach, even before he's bar mitzvah, quote unquote, before he's 13 years old, as long as he understands what's going on, then Yisrael has to have the same halacha. So Rav Simcha, to answer a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hayam and Beis, an unbelievable classic or Sameach, he says that you have to say that it's going to come out that a Yid is also going to be chayiv in Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, even before his bar mitzvah. We have the Yisoid of the Rogach of a Goyen, which is also the Yisoid of the Kozhuk of a Goyen, Hashem Yom Kum Damai, who said that a katan is chayiv in Talmud Torah. That a katan is chayiv in Talmud Torah. He has one mitzvah. He has mitzvah to learn Torah, says the Rogach of a Goyen. How do I know that? He says it has to be. He says because we know that when somebody becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes chayiv in Tariyag mitzvahs. How can you be mechayiv someone in Tariyag mitzvahs the minute he becomes bar mitzvah? You have to give him an opportunity to learn. Right? The Gemara says the Noshim used to go to Hakel. Why did the Noshim go to Hakel? Lishmaya. Not to learn. They don't have a mitzvah Talmud, but you have to know what the halach is. You can't expect somebody to observe mitzvahs if you didn't give him the ability. Right? Before you start a job, there's a training period sometimes. Right? So you have to. You have to train me in. How in the world am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to do? So wouldn't it be fair? Till now you were a katan, now you're a gadol, you're going to be chayiv in tayag mitzvahs. There's going to be a 30-day training period where we're going to, you know, give you all the information that you have to have, and then you're going to start keeping mitzvahs. What happened to the training period? Right? I mean, the Torah is there acheret archi noyam. Like nitna Torah l'malachi asharis. How can you expect a katan at the night of his bar mitzvah suddenly to be chayim in tayag mitzvahs? Says the Ragachav of Goy, in Vaisleis there was a training period, you know, and he was a katan. That means a katan has a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, midai raisa. The Kashuk of Goy proved it from a different angle. He said, we know that have opiim shel tinoichi shel beis rabbam. Then I'm chayiv a mitzvah. Says a Vaisleis a katan when he learns Torah is chayiv a mitzvah. You have the Ramah. The Ramah ner chayim simin shemem gimel. With the Ramah says that it's a dover toy for a katan to do tshuva on any averos that he did. Interesting. So when a person makes a cheshbon on nefes, he wants to do tshuvas. Usually he think from when he's bar mitzvah, right? He says no. The Ramah says a lashem mikamakin toiv loyche yikabel alatzim. He's talking about a katan. It's a Ramah in Hilchah Shabbos Siman Shin Mem Gimel. Point is, there's no shortage of Mar Mekaymis where you find an idea that even a katan who's not a bar mitzvah, he's not a bar das, but on some level we treated him as a bar das. What about a cherish and a shaita? So this Reish Yosef is a maramakim. It could be a katan's different because a katan is isleik tzas das. I mean that he's isleik tzas das. You have this sugi over here, chulin daf yigimel. You also have all that raid. Maybe all these halachas are mechamechan peutas. Point is that the idea that you would find that a katan sometimes has das, it's predicated on metzias of isleik tzas das, which the Prima Gadim was mechiyach from our Gemara right here, chulin daf yod gimel. We'll save the kachamara for a different day. Either way, it's up to Mishnah Vayter. Shchitas oyvei koychavim nevela umetama b'masa. Oyvei koychavim, that shechts, is a shchita a good shchita? One word answer. Nevela. It's not a good shchita. In fact, the animal becomes a nevela. Umetama b'masa. Not just that, it even has tumas nevela. A nevela is metama b'maga u'b'masa. So too, this animal that the oivet koychavim shechted is going to be metama b'maga u'b'masa. Zok t'gemar. Nevela in Israel no la. It sounds like it's only nevela, meaning it has tome. But it's not going to be asabano. Nantano. I'm Rabbi Kibir Abba. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Like Rabbi Eliezer. Not like Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbi Eliezer of Mesechtes Avoy de Zorofe? The Rabbi Eliezer. I'm a stamach shevet avi kechavim avoy de zorofe. Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that when a guy shechts, men astam we assume he's shechting la avoy de zoro. Now, if somebody shechts avoy de zoro, it gets a din of tikreves avoy de zoro. It becomes even aser bahana. From the fact that the Mishnah said shchitas avi kechavim is nevela, it's aser bahila, it's metame tomas magro maso, but it didn't say that it's aser bahana. Mishnas nisan, the like Rebbe Yisrael. Rav Ami says hachiktani, a different diak. Rashi says Rav Ami is not arguing with the aforementioned diak, meaning it's pashat, the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Eliezer. But another diak that you can extract from the Mishnah, and that is shchitas avi kechavim nevela. It's only the shchita of an oivet keichavim, of a non-Jew that has a din of an avela, hadimin. But let's say a yid, or a non-Jew as well, but even a yid who's a min would shecht, the halacha is, it would be considered la'avodas keichavim, and as a result, it wouldn't just be nevela umetama b'maga u'b'masa, but rather it would be asabana as well. So what's a min? So loosely translated, a min is someone that's aduk in avodas zara, so a galach would be exhibit A for what a min is. Kiyodu, in the censored Rashis, we don't have it in our Rashis, but in the censored Rashis, Rashi said that min was an acronym. It's Rashi Teves, Me Talmidoi Yeshay HaNoitzri. Me Talmidoi Yeshay HaNoitzri. Point is, these were the Noitzrim. Regardless, they were treated more stringently in halacha, even than in Oivet Kechavim. So even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, so we hold Stam Machsheves Oivet Kechavim is not necessarily Avodah Zarah. So if a goy shechts an animal, it's nevela, it has tumas nevela, but it's not going to be treated like the krevis of avodah zarah. But if a galach goes shech tchulin, you have to assume min hastam that is machshavos of avodah zarah. Thus, it has the chumra of mesachtes of avodah zarah. So gemara tanila tanra, but it's really a brisa. Shechitas min avodah kechavim. If a min shech avodah kechavim, there's your brisa. Pita, his bread is treated like paskuti. Yei noy, his wine is treated like yayin nesach. Svarav, if he writes Sifrei Kodesh, like Sifrei Tanakh, are treated like Sifrei Koismen. You have a din, you have to burn them. Pei Roisav, his Pei Rois, min hasnam, we assume is Tevel. The Yeshayim, some say, af bon of Mamzer, that his children are even considered Mamzer. Why does Tanakhama hold that his children are Mamzer? Ishtoy Le Mach, meaning what would be the reason that the children should be considered Mamzer? Because you would assume that his wife is promiscuous, and as a result, you don't even know if his wife's children are his children. She's an Eishes Ish. Thus, it's very possible that the children are someone else's Mamzerim. Tanakama holds that the min, as bad as he is, but he controls his wife, ishtoy le mafker, and you don't have to be worried about his children. Bottom line is, what we need is the first line of this braisa. Shchitas min lo ovid kechavim. Incidentally, it's interesting that the braisa compares it to akuti, pitoy paskuti. Right? His pas is like a paskuti. It's a very interesting toisvis on the bottom of that. You give him a banalis in light of some of the raid that we spoke at last week, but unfortunately we don't have time. Every single guy, why don't we assume that he might be a min? Doesn't it seem reasonable to assume that if someone's an akum, so he probably worships some pagan, he's an oivet avodah zarah, and as a result, misafik, the halacha should be that his animal was also bahano. Meaning it sounds like it's vaday mutter bahano. Sofik deraisa zlachumra. Why shouldn't we at the very least be concerned that maybe he's a min? Thus, me sofik, you should have a din of the krevis of Eidazah. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Ravua, ein minim ba'umais over the kechavim. The Gemara, is that true? So the Gemara says, no, ein roiv over the kechavim minim. Most aren't. So it's only a miut, being that it's only a miut, when I chayish l'miyuta. So aval aki oda, Amrav Chibay Rab, Amrav Yoichan, Nachum, shebuchutz lo'ez, av oiv deva yiz kechavim minim. Ela minag, aviseyim v'yadeyim. This Teretz is really based on something that Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is that the Nachrim and Chutzlarts, even though, you know, they act outwardly and ostensibly as if they're from, but the reality is they're not really over the avodah zarah. They just do things. They do it by rote. Minhag aviseyim v'yadeyim. But they're not real over the avodah zarah. There are some that are. Being that there are only some that are, it's only a miut, it's not a roiv. It's for that reason you don't have to be chayash l'miut. Amar Rav Yis Bar Min Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Ein minim be'umois over the kechavim. There's no minim be'umois over the kechavim. The Gemara says, l'ma ilayim b'shchita. Do we mean with regards to the halachas of shchita? Hashle shchita's min di Yisrael. Amrit asira. The over the kechavim, meaning the Gemara is going back and assuming that Rav Nachman meant to say was that there's no such thing as minim over the kechavim. So the Gemara in the previous sugya clarified it and said that what it really means is that we're not chayish for it. Meaning, of course, there are, but here the Gemara is taking it at face value that even if someone is a min, yeah, he's a real min, he's a koimer, he's a galach lavei deserve, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have the din of a min. So the Gemara wants to know with regards to what halacha. Is it with regards to the halacha of shchita? Meaning, the halacha is that if a Yisrael is a min and he shechts, so we assume that it's lavei dezara. And you want to tell me a guy is different? The Gemara says it doesn't make sense. Hash the shchitas min di Yisrael amrit asiru do'evi kechavim mibayi. If anything, a guy should be worse. It shouldn't be better. Elo meiridim. Maybe it's with regards to the halachas of meiridim. We know once upon a time there were halachas that a min, you had a mitzvah to take care of, to kill. And Mailin v'lei meiridim, meiridim v'lei Mailin. So maybe it's with regards to those halachas. That's only true for a Yisrael that's a min. It's not true for an Akum that's a min. But the Gemara says, can't be. Hashad Yisrael meiridim, da'iv dekechavim mibayi. Again, it makes more sense that the Akum should be more chamer. Amar Avukur bar chamer, the kalim ma'am karpim. What it means is with regards to the halachas of karpim. Time learned to the b'raisa, we know this b'raisa. Mikem, odom ki yakrav mikem, karpim l'ashem. Right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, perik alef pasuk beis. And we learn from there, v'lei kulchem, lo yitzei esam b'omer. This is one of the psukim that the Gemara brings in Shas, that a mummer cannot bring a carbon. It says, mikem, we learn from there, bachem chilakti, v'loy b'ayv dekechavim, that it's only with regards to a yid that there's a halacha, that there's a difference between a mummer and someone that's not a mummer. When it comes to an akum, there's no difference between a mummer and someone that's not a mummer. The bottom line is, the verse says, that's what Rav Nachman meant when he said, ein minim b'umar yisayv dekechavim. Avada the shechita of a min that's an akum is can have a din of avodah zarah, and with regards to the halachas we read them as well. You know where it's negeya? It's negeya. There's a halacha that if a yid is a min, say he has a din of a mumma avodah zarah. I mean, there's a mumma avodah zarah. We don't accept this carbon. What about an akum that's a mumma avodah zarah? His carbon counter of Tuvli, we are going to accept. But the Gemara says, how do you know that? Because it says, Mikem Bachem Chilaktiv Loi B'Evdi Kechavim, meaning this halacha, Lohitzi Yasamom, is only true by Yid, it's not true by an Akum. How do you know that that's the way you're supposed to darshan it? Maybe it's the opposite. Do mahachi kamer miyisrael mitzadiki kabel mirishi loyse kabel. Avu ba'ev dekichavim klal klal loy. Meaning, it's true there's a diak in the pasuk that there's a difference between a yid and a guy as it relates to the laws of mumer. But maybe the difference is as follows. Maybe the difference is by a yid, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But by a guy, always no. The Gemara is making the diak just the opposite. By a yid, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Right? Bachem chilakti. But by a guy, always yeah. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe I go, it's always no. So Gemara says, can't be. We know this halacha that of course a guy is allowed to bring a carbon. Ah, he has no shlichus, the panim iris, etc., etc. But we know, of course, that a guy can bring a carbon. Being that we know that a guy can bring a carbon. So you can't tell me that the difference between a yid and a guy as it relates to mumar is that by a yid, he sometimes could, and by a guy, he never could. So it must be the deek is in the reverse. By a yid, he sometimes can't, but by a guy, he always could. And that's what Rav Nachman meant when he said, that even though when it comes to a yid, sometimes yeah, sometimes no, when it comes to a guy, ironically, it's always yeah. A guy that's aduk b'avay dezara, it doesn't matter, we would accept his carbon. Exhale. So, two more ha'aras. Number one. So we had over here a halacha of a cheres shayt v'katan. A cheres shayt v'katan. The Mishnah says hakol shayt l'nuchshitasim sheir chutz mecheres shayt v'katan. But then immediately the Mishnah says sometimes a cheres shayt v'katan can shech, and that is if there's going to be a gadol eimet al gaba. We just learned the second Mishnah of Masechtas Chulin where the Mishnah talks about a non-Jew. Could a non-Jew shech hakol shayt l'nuchshitasim sheir chutz mecheres shayt v'katan? Then you have to learn the next Mishnah as well. Shchitas eiv kechavim nevela. No way. He can't shech. It's nevela. It's even metame b'maga. Okay, like Rabbi Eliezer, not worried about the krivus lavi desara, but at the same time, a guy cannot shecht. So, cheres shayt v'katan, as long as there's a gadol emet al gabav, can shecht. A guy cannot shecht. That's the background information that we need for this next piece of bread. So the question is, why can't a guy shecht? What's the reason that a guy can't shecht? The Gemara doesn't give any reason, and because the Gemara doesn't give a reason, it's a little bit of a mevucha in the Rishayim. Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, when the Gemara discussed kutim, can a kuti shecht, could a kuti not shecht, and the Gemara said it depends. If kutim are geri emes, then they can't shecht. If kutim are geri arayos, then the kuti would not be able to shecht. On that Gemara, on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Tosfos said that the reason that a guy or kutim that a geri arayos cannot shecht is because it says in the Torah, v'zavachta v'achalta. And we learn from here, only someone that needs zvicha in order to have achila is a bar zvicha. But someone that doesn't need zvicha to have achila is not a bar zvicha, thus he cannot shecht. Meaning a yid cannot eat meat unless there was first vizavachta, then viachalta. A guy can't eat eva menachai. But at the same time, all he needs is what the Gemara calls nichira ba'alma. As long as the animal's not alive, as long as the animal's dead, that's enough for him to be able to eat it. So a guy doesn't need vizavachta. Being that a guy doesn't need vizavachta, he doesn't have vizavachta. A yid who needs vizavachta in order for him to have viachalta, he has vizavachta. So Tosfos seems to be making up a drasha, right? You don't find very often that the Rishonim say drashas. But this is a drasha. Shemekairai is in the Rishonim. It comes from the Bali Tosfos. It's in Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara never gave a reason how we know Shechitas Oivei Kechavim Nevela, but at the same time, Tosfos says, I think it's based on this drasha. V'zavachta v'yachalta, someone that's a bar needs zvicha to have yachalta, he's a bar zvicha. Somebody else would not. The name is Yehuda. In Eirechayim Tinyana Simen Aleph, it's the very first tshuva in Eirechayim Tinyana, brings that the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tefillin Simen Lametes quote a Shitas HaItor. The Itor says that a katan is not allowed to write film. And even a katan that's a gil lechinuch, and the Magen Avraham says even a katan that's a gil lechlal shonen, but he doesn't have Beis Cyrus yet. Being that he's not a full-fledged Gadol yet, the halach is if he would sit down and he would write, say, for Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, the halach is, specifically in Hilchas Tefillin, the Tefillin would be possible. So could a cotton write Tefillin, or can he not write Tefillin? Says the Itur, as quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, the halach is no, you have to be a Gadol in order to write Tefillin. But if you're a cotton, you can't write Tefillin. What's the reason? Say the Paiskin, because we know that an Isha can't write Tefillin. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, in Perek HaTcheles, the reason is because it says, Ukshartem Uksaf. Daftan. Someone that's a bar kshira, someone that has the mitzvah of tefillin, he has the ability to write tefillin. But somebody that doesn't have the mitzvah of ukshartem, that person cannot write tefillin. There's all in the poiskim, the beisoyis of the Magen Avraham, that being that a katan doesn't have mitzvah tefillin, because it's only Ben Yud Gimel the mitzvah, he's a katan right now, so he's not a bar kshira. If he's not a bar kshira, the halacha is, he will not be able to write tefillin. Freit de noida be Yehuda, a festikasha. He says that Tosfos says a chulin daf gimel amid beis, that the reason pshat in the Mishnah in chulin daf yud gimel amid aleph that says that shchitas oivik keichavim is nevela is because it says v'zavachta ve'achalta, and in order to be able to shecht you have to be a bar zvicha, you have to be shaykh to the laws of zvicha. Incidentally, this is going to be negated tomorrow's raid as well. But someone that doesn't have shaykhis to the laws of to the laws of shchita, he doesn't have the issa nevela, for example. A person like that doesn't have the mitzvah of zvicha. So it's v'zavachta. You have to be subject to the laws of Zvicha to be treated as a bar Zvicha. Point, a guy is not a bar Zvicha, and being that he's not a bar Zvicha, he cannot shech. The same exact sugya says that a cheresh shoyta v'katan, we need katan, can't shech. As long as it's a god of lemad agabav, he's allowed to shech. Freitin oida b'yehuda, gevalt. Why is he allowed to shech? L'chare, just like the guy is not a bar Zvicha, the katan's not either a bar Zvicha. Katan has mitzvah zvicha? Where's a katan have mitzvah zvicha? Katan doesn't have a mitzvah to shecht, assuming shchit is a mitzvah. A katan doesn't have an issa nevela, doesn't have an issa treifa, he's a katan. Being that he's a katan, doesn't have mitzvahs yet. So l'chayra, afraid to know the Yehuda. I don't understand. If a god is oymed al gaba, a katan's allowed to shecht. If a god is oymed al gaba, a goy is not allowed to shecht. Why? Because there's a vachta v'achalta. You have to be a bar zvicha in order to be able to shecht. And a guy who doesn't have the mitzvah of shechita, he doesn't have the loisatze of nevela treifa, a guy cannot shecht. L'chayra Khan doesn't need to have the mitzvah of shechita. He doesn't need to have the loisatze of nevela treifa. So why is it fake to know the Yehuda that if there's a god, the lame al gab of the first Mishnah, Masechta Schulin says that a katan is allowed to shecht? As I fake to know the Yehuda. Elamai, what do you have to say? You have to say that there's a difference between a katan and a guy. A guy right now doesn't have the mitzvah of nevela. Right now he doesn't have the mitzvah of shechit and treifa, and he's never going to have it. A katan, even though he doesn't have it right now, but he's asi l'chlal zvicha. He's going to be bar mitzvah b'shotayv v'mitzlachas. And when he is, he's going to be chayv in all these mitzvahs. And that vice versa in the sugis and mesechtes chulin is enough to make him a bar zvicha. So if it's enough to make him a bar zvicha, why shouldn't it be enough to make him a bar kshira? As I freak to know the Yehuda, a fest akash on the Magen Avraham. Meaning, even though the Noida B'Yehuda felt that from our sugya, it's mavur, that a katan does have a din of a bar zvicha, but he was bothered that from these poskim, not mashmana, they didn't seem to hold that way. Because if the katan would be considered a bar zvicha, then the chayri should be considered a bar kshira as well. Zok Noida B'Yehuda, you have to say that the Mardchai and this Itur and the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, all the poskim, they must have held that there's a chilek between zvicha and kshira. Meaning, a katan really is not a bar kshira. And the reason he's not a bar kshira, because right now he's not a bar kshira. He's going to be bar mitzvah, it doesn't matter. I don't care about what's going to be. I care about right now. If that's the case, we don't care about what's going to be. I'm looking at right now. So why is he allowed to shecht if there's a gadol emel agabav? Says in Eidu Behuda, you have to say that there's a chilek between the Nevela and Tilin. And he says the chilek is based on the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudalet, where the Gemara over there says, it says in the Torah, Loi soichlum ki sheketem. And the Gemara over there, Darshan, it's an extra pasuk, and we learn from there. Everyone knows this Gemara. Al tikri loi soichlum elo loi sachilum. Mikan lahazir hagdoilim alaktanim. That a gadol is not allowed to take a little bit of sheretz and give it to a katan. So even though there's a sugi in Shas, a katan who's oichlum nevelois, bezdim mitzuvin lafrishoy, ein bezdim mitzuvin lafrishoy, that's all. Do you have to take the macholas asuris out of the hand of the katan? But are you allowed to go be a dayim and give a katan macholas asuris? It's a short answer. The answer is no. It's a Gemara Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudalet, learned out of a pasuk. It says, loy soichlum, loy sachilum, you're not allowed to feed a katan. That means, even though the katan himself, he per se, doesn't have a loy sase, thou shalt not eat nevela, but the concept of nevela is something that's relevant to him. You know why? Because if a god wants to feed a katan, katan's hungry, can you give me something to eat? All he asks is nevela. You can't give the katan the nevela because you have a lois say of lois achilim. Says the Nevi Yehuda, festalumdus, that even though it's the gadol's iser, it's not the katan's iser, but at the end of the day, the concept of nevela is something that's relevant to the katan. Because this is an avela, he can't eat it. And maybe even midairaisa, because the gadol will be over and it's a dairaisa if he feeds it to the katan. So a katan has no shaykhis to tefillin. What shaychus does he have to tefillin? There's no tzad in the world that a katan has a shaychus, maybe chinuch, but there's no tzad in the world that a katan has a shaychus to tefillin. And being that there's no tzad he has a shaychus to tefillin, he's not viewed as a bar kshira. Thus, the psak of the gedolei apoyskin that a katan cannot write sefer Torah tefillin mezuz. The fact that he's going to be a bar kshira one day, that apparently wasn't a svara. And therefore, read it. Right now, he has no shaychus to it. Right now, he's going to be pasul. As it relates to nevela, it's different. Because even though the katan himself doesn't have a nissen nevela, but the concept of nevela does have a shaychus to him. The reason is because a gadol cannot feed him the food if it's a nevela. Thus, that's enough, said in Eizbe Yehuda, tremendous chiddush, to make him a bar zvicha. And maybe that's why, again, the pashtus is not this way. But the Eizbe Yehuda was very bothered. It's a mitzvah liyashid. How do you answer all the poskim in Arachayim? Simon Lamatessa, that's what he wants to say, that a katan is considered a bar zvicha because of the halacha of lois achilam. A katan is not considered a bar kshira because there's no tzad that he has any connection to the mitzvah tzum. I saw Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Tzaharetz has an arichos on this kasha in Eid Yehuda, and he says a similar teretz, but a different teretz. He says that it's true that a katan doesn't have the iser nevela. Doesn't have an iser nevela. Doesn't have any iser v'heter, ben yud gimel mitzvahs. But a katan has tumas nevela. Right? A katan could be come tame, just like a gadol could become tame. So the concept of nevela is actually something that has shaychus to him, because a katan doesn't want to be tame, just like a gadol. It's very inconvenient. So a katan maybe is considered a bar zvicha, not because of the mitzvah of shchita, not because the lav of nevela, the lav of treifa, but being that he's subject to the tumah of nevela, maybe that would be enough to make him into a bar zvicha. I was thinking that based on the raid that we spoke about last week, and that is that with all macholas asuros, there's two dinim. There's the Isser of Macholos Asuros, and there's also the Timtum Alev and the Teva Ra that comes about when a person eats Macholos Asuros. Could be it's Pashit. And a Chanami, a Katan, doesn't have the Isser Nevela, but the Timtum Alev and the Teva Ra he has. How do you know that? That's the Ramah. The Ramah says that a Meinekes shouldn't nurse a child. And even if the Meinekes is a Yisraelis, and she ate the Macholos Asuros because she was a Cholos Sheyesh Bei Sakana, that's the Chiddush of the Ramah that the Taz and the Shach and the classic Meshachach will talk about. Where it's Mefurish that even then you shouldn't be a Meinekes. Why? Because you're worried about this baby. This is a teenage Ben Yoiva. And you're worried about the baby, that the baby shouldn't nurse a little bit of Macholos Asuros. So you see that a Katan, even though the Katan himself doesn't have the Isin of Eila, but the concept of Macholos Asuros, so I think if Rabbi Chanan said in Kovet Zaharet, if Rabbi Chanan said that Tumas Nevela is enough to make the Katan of Arzvicha, maybe the Timtum Alev and the Tevara that comes about from eating the Macholos Asuros, that would also be enough to say that the Katan has a Shaychus to the Nevela. Thus he's a Arzvicha. Katan has no Shaychus to Kshiras Tfilin, but a Katan does have a Shaychus to Tumas Nevela. Where does he have a Shaychus? No, the Yehuda said because of the Leis Asev Leis Achilam. Rabbi Chanan said because of Tumas Nevela, and perhaps you can suggest more because of the Timtum Alev and because of the Tevara, maybe that would be enough. Just one final la'ara, and that is, so we're talking about the halachas of a guy, the halachas of a min, we have kuti again in this morning's daf. So you have the concept of a mummer, right? So a mummer, la'avoda zarah, we just had it right now in the daf, a mummer la'avoda zarah is treated like an akum, thus his shchita will not be a shchita either. Right? So we spoke about during the Siyam, so the Siyam daf, so we spoke a little bit about mummer. There's different types of mummer. There's a mummer l'chal Shabbos. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. It's festerate coming. So you have a mummer l'chal Shabbos, and you have a mummer to l'chal terakula, and then you have a mummer l'avoy dezara. But the bottom line is, what we need for right now is a mummer l'avoy dezara. So a min, his shchita is going to be like a shchita's akum. It's posh, it's even more chamer than a guy, it sounds like, in one suggestion in the Gemara. Bottom line is, he is someone that will not be able to shacht. I saw the chida in a sefer Pesach Yinayim, right here in Masechta Schulin. It's actually earlier in the Masechta. So he asks the Gevaldige Kasha. Everybody knows, in the beginning of Parashas Toldos, so the pasuk says that Yitzchak Avinu loved his son Esav, Kitzayid Bepiv. And Rashi says two pshatim of what Tzayid Bepiv is. First pshat Rashi says is Kipshutai. Esav used to get food, and he would bring the food to Yitzchak. And it sounds like Esav would bring the food, he would shecht it, and he would serve this food to Yitzchak. Frank, the Chida, in a Sefer Pesach Yinayim, he says, I don't understand. Esav was an Eved Avodah Zarah. He was a Mumel Avodah Zarah. So if he was a Mumel Avodah Zarah, his Shechita is a Pasul Shechita. Meaning, even if you're going to tell me that the Avos HaKadoshim had a din of a Yisrael, that they had a din of a Yid, so Esav was Yitzchak and Rivka's son, thus he also had a din of a Yid, perhaps, but he was definitely a Mumel Avodah Zarah. So if he was a Mumel Avodah Zarah, then L'chair, Shechita is a Shechita Psula. So Frey Techida, how did Yitzchak eat? How did did Yitzchak eat from Esav's food? Ki tzayit bepiv, the posh of shat and tzayit bepiv. L'chayru is a moment of avodah zarah. Zok tichidah. I know what you're going to tell me. Rashi says the second shot. What's Rashi's second shot? Ki tzayit bepiv, that he used to fool his father. So Yitzchak thought that Esav was an upkehitani. He thought he was a shiny. Yeah, it turns out he was an avodah zarah. He was a moment of avodah. It's a special place in Shulchan Aruch. Esav does, but maybe Yitzchak didn't know that. But Frank, the Chidah, we just learned the Gemara. Hashto be'emtin shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala al yodam. Tzadikim atzmo le'koshke. So how's it possible you're going to tell me that, you want to tell me Yitzchak maybe didn't know exactly who Esav was, all the machshavas and all the beautiful musar and machshava. I hear, but if it got to the point that Yitzchak's eating machalas asura is l'chura al zen nemar. Hashto be'emtin shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala al yodam. Tzadikim atzmo le'koshke. As I Frank the Chidah. And the Chidah says an unbelievable teretz. First the teretz, and then we'll point out the chidushim in the teretz. Says the Chidah, you have to say as follows. You have to say that this halacha, that a mumel avodah zarah is treated like a guy who's only been the rabbanim. It's not midei raisa, a mumel avodah zarah does not have a din of a guy. It's only midei rabbanim that he has a din of a guy. Says the Chidah, that Yitzchak Avinu didn't keep this issa de rabbanon. And he says that even though it's mavur, that the avos hakdoshim kept kol haTorah kula, and the Gemara's lashon is afilu erev tavshilin. So erev tavshilin is a mitzvah de rabbanon, it's not a mitzvah de raisa. So you see, clearly the avos kept even the de rabbanons. And this is something you have to read inside. Yesh loyma, the imkein, after Yitzchak Avinu, all of Hashem, Kaim Kol HaTorah Kavram Avinu, all of Hashem. Efshed Gzeirais the Rabbana, the Asidim Ligzor, Lefishnois Dar Vedar Loi Kaim, Veshani Eruve Tavshilin, the Hu Mitzvah Lekovit Shabbos, or Lekovit Yontif. Hear what's going on? That's different. That's Kovit Shabbos, that's Kovit Yontif, but this is already something else. And being that this is annoying to Kovit Shabbos, Kovit Yontif, I don't think Yitzchak Avinu kept this the Rabban. So Zok, the Chidah, that the fact that a Mumer Lavoi Dezar is the name of a guy, that's only with the Rabban. With the Rabban, I'm not worried about the Rabban. And the truth is, it's two unbelievable chidushim. Number one, the fact that a Mumer Lavoi Dezar has a din of a guy, with the Rabban, that's a tremendous chidush. Everybody agrees with that. That's a chidush. But the second part, that the Ovis HaKdoshim did not keep all the Rabbanans. Everybody knows they kept everything. Everything. The Chumnus also, right? Of course, everybody knows that. I feel Erev Tavshilin. It's one of the most often quoted Gemaras when you talk about the Ovis HaKdoshim. You have a Chidah in Pesach Inayim right here in the beginning of Masech Teschulin, where the Chidah says, I don't think that's true. Shani Eruvei Tavshilin, the Hu Mitzvah Lekovit Shabbos, or Lekovit Yontif. So to go ahead and eat from Esav's food, being that he only was Pasal Eshchita Midir Abanan, I know we're dealing with a machalos asuris de rabbana. Didn't matter. That's something that Yitzchak wasn't nizerhin. Yitzchak wasn't fooled because hashto behemtin shal tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu maybe takol hayadam tzadikim atzmo lekolshkein. This is going to be the same thing. Emes is, if you want to just clear one more shaila, so we've been talking so much about the idea of machalos asuris specifically as it relates to timtum alev. So one thing that the Chidah assumed for a davar pashut in his kasha, and that is that had Yitzchak eaten from Esav Shchita before Matan Torah, there'd be a concept of Timtum Alev. Thus, Hashto Behemtim Shal Tzadikim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevet HaKol HaYadam Tzadikim Atzmo LeKolshkin, the way Tosfos explains it in Chulin Daf Heyam, it is the way we explained it based on the Gedolei Achreinim, that it's totally in the concept of Timtum Alev. The others kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given, before Matan Torah. But was there an idea of Timtum Alev for something that's Macholos Asuris before Matan Torah? I understand once the Torah was given, so now there's something called Shchuta, now there's something called Nevela, now there's something called Tevel, now there's something called Mat Tevel. So now all of a sudden you have the shrots and you have all the ideas of machalas asuras. And with that comes the halachas of timtum alev and tevara, etc. But this is before Matan Torah. Was there a heftza of machalas asuras before Matan Torah on the spiritual DNA level? That there's actually going to be a timtum alev? But this is before, there was no mitzvah yet. There was no mitzvah yet, mehechatesik, by mashal ma'adav adayma, that everybody asks the kasha, Avraham Avinu kept kol haTorah kula before it was given, so how come Avraham Avinu didn't do bris milah? So Rabbi Sekura famously said, because there was no heftz of an arla before the mitzvah of milah was given. Before there was a mitzvah, there was no arla. What's the mitzvah of milah? Not just to remove foreskin, it's to remove arla. And there was no arla. You needed the mitzvah of milah to establish there being a heftza of arla. Thus, you should be able to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah. Until Avraham Avinu was nitzava milah, there was thing called arla. Thus, he couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of milah. Until there was the mitzvah of thou shalt not eat nevela and treifa, and then you have to give chumas and maizers. Is there a heftza of machalas asurais on the level that it's actually going to affect on the timtum alev and the milah tevara? A little bit of food for thought.